All right, joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline. She was in Buffalo yesterday. Here's our Maple Leaf reporter, Kristen Shilton, on Family Day of all days. Thank you for doing this, Kristen. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we were just talking about the mood around the team. I mean, you're around the team daily. I have to believe there's a sense of desperation. 22 games to go. They're in a playoff race. They haven't been playing well. Sheldon Keefe calling them out postgame. Do you sense desperation being around this team?
Well, I will say the answers postgame seem to be getting a lot shorter, and there seems to be a lot less explanation for what's going on the ice, because I'm not sure that even they knew last night exactly how that game got away from them the way that it did. But it's such a pattern now that you can see it a little bit more and a little bit more after these losses, just a little bit more defeated, a little bit more, you know, just frustrated and I think confused about why a team with this much talent can't seem to score goals for long stretches of time. I mean, you've got two or three in a game, but you would think, why can't they put up four or five? They get great opportunities, breakaway chances, but the pucks aren't going in. And when they don't go in, the Leafs have no resolve when pucks go in the other way. And so that's how these things seem to keep piling up. And so the mood has just, it's been a little bit worse and a little bit worse and a little bit worse. And even games that they win, it doesn't seem as high as it used to. It's still like, ugh, we're still in such a battle. We're still in this place where there's a lot of hockey left, but it's dwindling. So I thought, you know, Keefe's comments last night, I thought in the morning that maybe there wasn't enough urgency from the coach, like his messaging, maybe there wasn't enough urgency, but you could tell after the game that he was certainly letting it be known that, I mean, when you call out your team's depth, basically, that's a pretty strong message to send.
Well, he makes those comments. In your opinion, when you look at the situation, how come when Babcock makes the same remarks, everybody went nuts and said, well, there's problems with him and Dubas, and it's just, it went, and people were going crazy, and he did, and then a lot of the comments I've heard from people when Keefe said, well, he's right, so he can make the comments.
Yeah, very similar. They're very similar to what Babcock would say.
It is, and you know what, I actually thought that as well, that there's such an aura around Keefe where it's almost like you're not allowed to criticize him. You're not allowed to criticize his coaching or his methods or what he's doing, because he's been so much the opposite of Babcock. He's the guy who will play his big boys for 25 minutes a game. He will allow for, you know, more creativity. He's encouraging. He is sort of the anti-Babcock in so many ways, that to criticize him is almost blasphemous. People don't like it. They think he came into a bad situation and he got them back in a playoff picture. What he's doing is right. The way that he's handling things is right. And that's the way that it is. Whereas with Babcock, it was like he couldn't do anything the right way. That his method, the way that he spoke out, he would be blunt and we would jump all over him and say, no, you can't possibly be criticizing the GM because it's not the GM's fault. You're the one who's not playing Austin Matthews enough. You're the one who's, you know, relying on Martin Marincin when you shouldn't be. So it is an interesting dynamic, because what Keefe is saying is really exactly what Babs would say, which was that, you know, they're not getting enough secondary scoring. They don't have guys who can keep up with what this team is supposed to be able to do, which is score goals and play on offense and not be stuck in their own zone because they always have the puck. That's what the identity of the Leafs is supposed to be. They're built to play fast and to play on offense, and that's not happening enough. So I think it's really just about the fact that Keefe came in, he had the relationship with Dubas, Dubas picked him for this role, and so that gets him a free pass to be able to criticize, where for Mike Babcock, that wasn't there. It was just that he was being negative, and that's why his players didn't want to play for him, was because he was so negative. But what Keefe's saying is exactly the same thing, and yet players say they appreciate the fact that he can give them a stern talking to and that they actually see that as being a benefit, whereas before we all talked about it like what Mike was doing was wrong. So it is a very interesting dynamic now.
Kristen, we were talking about before you came on, you know, there is some, I guess, built-in excuses there. There's, you know, the injury to Morgan Rielly, you know, Johnsson, who hasn't had a great season, but he's a guy who can play in your top nine and who has scored 20 in the league. And, you know, I don't know if it's a mystery illness, but guys, I think the flu bug has gone around, not just the Leafs, but the whole league. It happens. Mm-hmm. And are they using that card at all? Do you sense around? Or is it just more, hey, we're trying to find our game night in and night out? Like, I kind of sense there's a little bit of excuse making on that side, too.
Well, John Tavares did acknowledge last night that it probably was a factor that you've played four games in six nights, and there is obviously the flu bug going around. He was asked if he is still dealing with that, and he denied it. He just said no. He was like, no, flu isn't a factor for him personally, but it has clearly been going around. I mean, Matthews was clearly ill with something. Like, when we were around him, you could tell that he had, it was either a flu or a cold or something going on with him. So even guys who didn't miss games were clearly dealing with something. But it would be, to me, it's just that this, it's not like this sort of, these letdowns they have in the third where they don't seem to have their legs and they seem fatigued. It's not a recent issue. It's not like something that just cropped up in the last week and when the flu bug started going around. This has been a problem for this team for a long time. And just because there's been stretches where they've played better and they've held better leads in the third and they have looked to have had more energy in the third, it's just, it's always there. And it's, or it's that they start games slowly and they finish them well, or they start well and they can't finish them. So conditioning, to me, is the bigger question. Has there been a conditioning problem throughout the season where the reason that Tavares is still talking about their inability to play a full 60 minutes, does that have to do with something more long-term throughout the season where, yes, you're playing a lot of games, but so is every other team. Yes, there's been injuries, and you can't minimize what not having Morgan Rielly does to this team, but every team will lose a key player at some point. And it's just, it's been consistent. It's been one of the most consistent things, actually, about the Leafs, is that they have been so consistent in their inconsistency. And I don't think that you can deny that there have been, it has been more difficult lately. Not that I've heard anyone really use it as an excuse other than acknowledging that it's been a factor. But at the same time, those things haven't been, it's not like these things are just happening right now. They have needed to be eradicated for a long time, and the Leafs are just running out of time in which they're going to be able to get rid of some of those bad habits and then turn, you know, become a real contender if they get into the postseason.
You can find her on Twitter and on Instagram at Kristen_Shilton. No one covers the team like Kristen does. She was there yesterday. Again, on Twitter, on Instagram, on TSN.ca, and always on TSN Radio. Always great catching up with you, Kristen. Thank you for doing this. We'll do it again down the road.
Thanks, guys.
Is Kristen Shilton joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. It's time to Toyota. Fall in love with your car again with rates as low as 0% at Maple Toyota, right next to Canada's Wonderland.